Toronto, Maple Leafs head coach Craig Berube watched an angry group walk through the door Monday morning. Toronto was coming off a pair of tight losses to Atlantic Division rivals as part of an ugly run that had seen the club drop 5 of its last 6 games. "They're not very happy right now," Berube said of his players in the hours before puck drop. "They're upset about things and they're pissed off." An opponent desperate for points in its own playoff push didn't stand much of a chance. Austin Matthews had 2 power play goals to go along with an assist in the Leafs' 6-2 dismantling of the Calgary Flames. Toronto's captain spoke following Saturday's 4-2 loss to the Ottawa Senators about how his team had to wrap our heads around the level of competition down the stretch of the NHL's regular season schedule. His team responded with increased urgency. "Good attitude, good energy here in the room," Matthews said after bagging his 25th and 26th goals of the campaign. "Our start was much better than it has been, and just the life and energy that I think all 20-plus guys brought to the rink was great. Positive steps in that regard." The 27-year-old found the back of the net for the 3rd time in 2 games following a stretch of 3 goals across Toronto's previous 16 contests. "That's your leader, right?" Berube said, "led the way with effort, competitiveness, just work." The Leafs, 4-0-2-4-3, sit 2 points back of the Florida Panthers, who beat Toronto 3-2 last week to open a 4-game homestand at Scotiabank Arena, for first in the Atlantic Division with a game in hand. "We needed this one," said forward Max Domi, who had a goal and an assist. "Been going through the grinder a little bit." The Leafs finished a perfect 3-for-3 on the power play against the Flames, battling for the Western Conference's 2nd wild card berth, after going a combined 0-for-4 against Florida and Ottawa. William Nylander had the other goal with the man advantage and added 2 assists Monday. Toronto forward Nick Robertson, who scored his team's 3rd on the back of 2 minor penalties, said there were some pointed conversations as the team looked to bust out of its slump. "We got emotional," he said. "We're just on each other about focusing on the details and focusing on Berube's plan." Matthews harped on accountability Saturday before stepping up Monday. "Big bounce back game," said Toronto goaltender Joseph Woll, who made 24 saves. "Best player out there." The Leafs turned their attention to the Colorado Avalanche on Wednesday to wrap up their homestand before visiting the New York Rangers some 24 hours later. Toronto then visits the Nashville Predators on Saturday. "This week's gonna be a challenging one," Matthews said. "We've got to enjoy this. It's not easy to win, especially when you're going through adversity. Just try to keep this rolling." Challenging review. Berube correctly challenged for offside after Calgary made it 2-2 in the 2nd period, but it was a bit of a sweat as the linesman pored over a monitor by the timekeeper's bench. "It was taking a little longer than I thought," he said with a grin. "The video coaches told me they were 110% sure." Special teams. The Leafs' perfect power play got the headlines. Their penalty kill was equally important, especially early. Toronto doused all 4 Flames' chances with the man advantage after allowing 6 shorthanded goals against over its last 5 games. "Guys were really pressuring, moving their feet, really did a good job of breaking some plays up," Berube said of Monday's performance. "Calgary moved the puck around well on the power play. It wasn't like it was easy or anything, but I thought our pressure was good, and Woll made saves when he needed to. PK was good, needed to be good."